Thanks for joining me. My name is Dr. Jennifer Yap, and I'm a board-certified physician. I'm also the medical director of Biofunctional Med in Raleigh, North Carolina, an integrative medical practice focusing on regenerative medicine and wellness. During this podcast, I will be talking to you about male hormone optimization. I'm going to start by telling you a little bit about my background. I obtained my master's degree in public health at Columbia University in New York City, focusing on preventive medicine. I went to medical school at University of New England, went back to Columbia to learn more about nutrition, and then completed my residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I tell you my background because while I obtained excellent training from some of the best medical institutions in the country, I, like so many physicians in the U.S., got very little training in hormones, cellular regeneration, or vitamin supplementation. This is unfortunate because many of the topics I'll be talking to you about in this and other podcasts are things many physicians do not know about, but are critical to building a healthier nation. In this podcast, I'll be talking about low T or low testosterone levels. Testosterone is a sex hormone that plays an important role in men's bone mass, fat distribution, muscle mass, and strength. During puberty, testosterone helps build a man's muscles, deepens his voice, increases the size of his penis and testes. Starting in the 30s, testosterone levels decline. When people say they feel old when they hit the age of 40, it usually means they feel less energized, have more achy joints, and this is often a sign of decreased testosterone levels. Low testosterone levels can greatly affect a man's quality of life. Many traditional doctors may consider a testosterone level of 300 or 400 or even 500 nanograms per deciliter to be normal, but these levels can create many undesirable symptoms. Symptoms such as fatigue, weakness, loss of muscle mass, hair loss, depression, sexual dysfunction such as erectile dysfunction, and less mental clarity. There are several reasons for decreased levels of testosterone, including illnesses like diabetes, COPD, kidney disease or problems with your pituitary. Then there's obesity. Medications such as statins and antidepressants can also lower your hormone levels. There is something you can do about low T. You can replete your levels with hormone replacement. We get great results where people feel 10 years or more younger. They have stronger erections, more energy, and improved mood. I'd consider it if you were in your 40s or up and not feeling your best. Most of you who are listening to this podcast want to know what to do. What I would recommend is find someone that knows about bioidentical hormones and get tested. There are serum and saliva tests that can evaluate your hormone status. Having said that, the labs are helpful, but the story is just as helpful. While many of the symptoms I mentioned during this podcast can be improved with hormonal supplementation, I must emphasize the value and critical importance of diet, exercise, stress management, and environmental optimization. That means staying away from pollutants, breathing clean air. You get the point. Subtracting out sugar, taking away the alcohol, and having healthier lifestyle choices can dramatically improve the way you feel. And if you're taking hormone supplementation, improving your lifestyle choices can greatly improve how the hormones work. I hope I've informed you with some of the more common hormonal imbalances that affect men's health. And if you're interested in treatment or would like more information, please call us. Thank you.